What do you think of your drive, the series? You were scored 304 times. You had your first team out there.
Yeah, good to get a touchdown. I think we started 3 and out. No, did we not?
Yeah,
started 3 and out, which you never want to do, you know, in any game, 3 and out. But good to get a touchdown. I thought some good positive things. Too many penalties. You know, maybe that was the whole game felt that way. We've got to be sharper. Good to get in the end zone, though, and wish we could do it more, but good to score.
Was Hakeem just was he just open on those cases, or were you looking for Hakeem?
It's a couple of guys on the team asked me that, too. And you were giving it to Hakeem, you know, on purpose. Well, yeah, you give it to the open guy on purpose, you know, hopefully. So, you know, it's just the way the game played out, you know, there was no extra yard because we're playing, you know, if you get caught in that game, there's everybody on, you know, he did a great job though. He did a great job.
But from being the standpoint of being a playmaker, I think, did you see some of that from him tonight?
Yeah, I think, you know, his run after the catch, yeah. You know, great abilities, strong hands, and fun guy to play with too, fun teammate, loves football, so... You know, it'll be fun for folks to get to watch, you know, when everybody's on the field at the same time running. That should be fun.
Is it hard not to get caught up thinking about that? You're like, goodness, Hakeem has this game. And you look over, you're like, there's Reggie and T.Y. in, you know, street clothes, thinking, all right, when we get all these guys out there, this offense can be pretty potent.
Yeah, you know, I don't get caught up thinking too much. Obviously, it'll be great when they're all back, but I think we're potent with, you know, whoever's on the field. You know, that's the beauty of it. There's a bunch of guys that can play football and that step up and make plays. Like Dante Moncrief did a heck of a job getting in there and making some plays. And Griffin and Derrick and Josh Lenz, Tony, you know, on and on and on. So a bunch of guys can make plays.
You know, the Hakeem wave wasn't going to go over well with Chuck.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Yeah, I didn't see it, so probably not the smartest decision. He knows that.
You never want to have starters out, obviously, but is it good to get those reps with Nix and Moncrief today in a game situation?
Yeah, I think so, especially acclimatizing them, you know, to sort of the Colts and the operation and things. You know, you obviously want everybody healthy all the time, but for those guys to get a bunch of plays and see the operation, just – you know, see how pregame works at Lucas Oil and the feel of it and the lights and the everything, you know, shakes out, I think is good.
First team, offense and defense dominated 13-0. You lead 20-0 and a half. This doesn't feel like a loss, does it?
No, it does, though, because, you know, you got guys out there you're pulling for that are your great friends and teammates. And, we thought we did some great things, you know, whoever's on the field, you know, first half. And some really good things in the second half as well, but it does feel like a loss because we lost, you know, I guess, simply put.
Heading into the third preseason week, is there more game planning now? Does it feel a little more like a regular season week coming up?
Yeah, I think we'll all approach this as a little more as a test run, you know, rehearsal for the regular season. It's, you know, the spacing is a 7-day from this game to the next, so I think there is a bit of more regular season feel. That being said, it's still training camp mode. There's, you know, there's a lot of work, you know, a lot of man hours that need to be put in still, you know, for things to be right.
What was the excitement level? What are the chances of Pat McAfee nailing a 64-yarder?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he goes out there. I don't think Coach Pagano, you know, it's a better question to ask Coach Pagano, but I don't think he puts him out there if he doesn't have a solid chance of making that. You know, that's, you know, he has the leg. We see it in practice, him booming him, and, you know, unfortunately he missed this one.